Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, the sixth day of the week. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Bo, we have 23 psukim. This Aliyah tells of the devastating 10th Makkah, Makat Bechorot. Paro begs Moshe to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and this is the Aliyah of Pesach, of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim at midday. On the 15th day of Nisan, Bnei Yisrael take their valuables that they got from the Mitzrim. They take the dough that was baked but didn't have enough time to rise, and they leave Mitzrayim. And the Aliyah ends with more halachot of the Korban Pesach. In the Torah, in halacha, we know there is a concept called shlichus, shlichut, a shaliach being somebody's agent. I can do certain things for you. I can be your representative, your agent to do certain things, even mitzvot, by the way. A kohen, for example, can be my shaliach to bring a korban for me. Excuse me, it's an incredible thing. Under certain circumstances, I can sit home and do nothing. And you can do something and it counts for me. It's literally as if I did it. Shlucho shel Adam kimoso. A person's agent, a person's shaliach, is like him or her herself. And we take the halachot of shlichut for granted. We've seen it all the time. But what is the source for that halacha? And the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet, asks that very question. Amar b'Yeshua ben Korcha, minayin sheshlucho shel Adam kemoso. How do we know that shlucho shel Adam kemoso, that a person can be somebody else's shaliach throughout the Torah? And the Gemara answers, the entire halacha, the entire concept of shlichut in the Torah comes from Korban Pesach. And the question is why? What is it uniquely about Korban Pesach that serves as the paradigmatic example of shlichut? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Korban Pesach is unique in terms of the way we must express our fidelity, our allegiance, our commitment, our dedication to our God, but also to our people. On the one hand, Korban Pesach represents our allegiance and loyalty to God Himself. In Pesach Mitzrayim, we took the God of the Egyptians and we tied it to our bedpost on the 10th of Nisan, and it sat there for day after day after day. And what about the God of the Egyptians? And we say, I don't care about the God of the Egyptians. I am loyalty to my God. I am God. I am loyal to Melech Malchei Amlachim. I am loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Ribono Shel Olam. I have allegiance. And every single year, this year in Mirat Hashem too, and every Pesach, we renew that expression. We proclaim again our loyalty and faith in Hashem. That's on the one hand. Excuse me. And at the same time, we express our commitment to each other, our loyalty to each other, to Achdus. We eat the Korban Pesach together. We eat together in groups. No one can eat the Korban Pesach alone, as mentioned in Wednesday's FMT. And no one is excluded, even the Ben Arasha, as mentioned in Thursday's FMT. Korban Pesach is about togetherness, about sticking together, about being part of a team called Klal Yisrael. And that is perhaps the reason why Korban Pesach is the source for shlichut. Perhaps that is what is needed for the paradigmatic shlichut. It's incredible. I can do a mitzvah for you. I'm an extension of you. I am so connected to you that I can even do a mitzvah for you. But in order to do that, I need both. I need both in order to set the bar properly for shlichut. In order for my actions to be considered like you perform them, then I need two things, and I need the two things that Korban Pesach illustrates. I need to express my allegiance, my fidelity to Hashem, but also to express complete achdut with you and with all of Klal Yisrael. When I have that, I can be a shaliach for you for anything, including for certain mitzvot. I express my allegiance to God, and that is to whom we are doing these mitzvot, but I express my allegiance to you, and that's why I can be a part of you and do your mitzvot for you, certain mitzvot for you. Imir Tzashem, may we be zocha this year to bring Korban Pesach in Mirtz Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.